This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We are your weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic. My name is Elliot, and today I'm joined in the actual Joy Studios by Luke.
Isn't this exciting? This is like really weird that I can talk to you and see you at the same time.
It's almost foreign and strange and
yeah.
I don't know, like...
It's like Joyception.
To paint a picture of the words, we are sitting in two different studios within Joy here in Melbourne, peeking through a window at each other.
Yeah, so what they've done is they've literally cut a hole in the wall of one of the studios so that you can connect and actually talk to each other and see each other. So it's like we're in the same space, but not really.
Yeah.
I feel like, actually looking through this window, I feel like I'm kind of perving, like if you were in the shower and I was in your front yard kind of like peering through a bush, that's kind of the vibe this is, if I'm being honest with you.
I've seen those pornos.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you've seen me in your bushes, and I was like, I thought I was being really stealth about it, but yeah.
So with some restrictions loosening slightly, we have had an opportunity to come back into the studio.
Yeah.
And we'll see how this kind of goes for us, because we're definitely obeying social distancing policies, and this is as safe a setup as can be, literally in two different rooms, but...
Yeah.
We do want to talk about video games, as always, and...
Shocking, I know, for a video game podcast, to want to talk about video games.
Who would have thunk it?
Let's make it work. Let's find a way.
I wanted to have a chat about video game file sizes, and I know it's not the sexiest of topics immediately.
Well, it depends how big they are.
Throbbing, some would say. Do you want a bigger video game file size?
How big is your hard drive?
So, the reason this conversation has kind of cropped up is that we recently saw the Unreal Engine 5 tech demo running on the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
PlayStation 5.
PS5, yeah. Beautiful. I mean, this tech demo, I know you guys spoke about it on the show recently, an episode that I wasn't on, but wow, it looked gorgeous. I mean, and hearing about the amount of triangles, it did make me pretty excited. But just seeing the lighting effects and how they move them through the world and seeing, you know, all the rocks crumbling and falling down and how amazing that looked as well, it definitely... I know that graphics aren't the most important thing in terms of video games, but... God, it looked gorgeous, and it really gave you a good sense of, wow, this is what the next generation's really going to look like. And it's only 6 months away that we're going to start seeing next-gen titles, and the Unreal Engine 5 will be coming out next year. So it's not too far in the future.
No, not at all. And especially with you know, new consoles looming, it is important to have this conversation about file sizes, because this matters, right? Like, with new technology comes new abilities from the developer to import new things and make bigger and bigger and better and better worlds. But obviously, bigger and bigger also means bigger and bigger file sizes.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of the conversation that came out of Unreal Engine 5 tech demo. And, you know, the guys from Epic who make Unreal, they've made comments about this too, where this whole kind of fear came about that, oh, you know, one of the biggest things in that tech demo was the fact that artists could make these assets, and when they bring them into Unreal Engine 5, they really don't have to do much to de-optimize or to reduce those assets, and they can kind of just remain as they are. But obviously the fear in that from the gamer's perspective is, oh, well, if you're no longer de-optimizing, like, what is that going to do to our file sizes? Because they're already getting kind of ludicrous.
Yeah, and I know we're going to talk about some of the bigger ones coming up, but I mean, it's challenging, especially partly because of Australian internet. We're still not in a great place in terms of download speeds for a lot of people. Yeah, there's NBN, but I mean, some people, their NBN isn't even like the best NBN, and I know that we often get digital codes to download to review, and sometimes I give a game to a reviewer, and they're like, oh, great, it's going to take me 2 days to download this before I can even start playing it, and I mean, I know that pre-installing can be a thing, but it's still a long time to commit to downloading a game. And I know even with console sizes, again, this is more current generation problems, but like people have a 500 gigabyte console, some of them, or maybe a terabyte. It doesn't take long for that to fill up when you have games that are over 100 gig.
Yep.
I mean, I've got an Xbox One X, and on my console right now, I have Red Dead Redemption 2 and Call of Duty Warzone. Mm-hmm. And I think those games combined take up almost 300 gig. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's three-tenths of my actual console from two games.
Yeah, and I think anybody who, you know, plays enough games on a console knows that kind of war of constantly deleting, you know, games and like, oh, am I going to play that again? No, get rid of that. Free up some space. Yeah, you're constantly juggling. And especially,
or if there's like an update and the update can't install because you need to clear space and you're like, oh God, this update is like a 50 gig update and I need to get rid of a game that I'm playing so I can make room for it. It's just annoying. You shouldn't have to worry about that stuff. It's really frustrating.
But it is something we obviously have to worry about. And when Epic kind of commented on the whole, oh, will Unreal Engine 5 mean bigger file sizes? They were like, well, no, not. It doesn't have to be that one-to-one kind of parallel. You know, optimizations should still be a big factor for developers, and they still need to understand, yada, yada, yada. Basically saying that, you know, potentially, sure, if a developer decides not to optimize because they don't need to anymore, then yeah, maybe, but that should still be a pretty big focus.
It's the same as it is now in many ways. And I know, you know, there are games that look beautiful that are only 10 gig, and there are other games that look equally as beautiful that are 150 gig. And I know that part of that is the way they use assets within video games. So a recent one was the Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite a beefy game as well. I don't have the number in front of me, but I think it was like 100 gig or something stupid. And the reason why the game was so large is because every single asset in that game was unique. So every like character, every like thing they used for each building, every tree, everything, they didn't reuse assets. And that was one thing they wanted to do to make sure that their world was, like, you know, very unique. And when you're playing this experience, it felt quite lived in and quite special. And so because of that, the not reusing of assets, it meant they didn't optimize the game. And so that way it was really, really large in terms of game size. And I think when you see that with games like Red Dead Redemption 2 as well, where it's this big, amazing, gorgeous world, and everything's so meticulously crafted, of course that's going to mean it's a bigger file size. But yeah, surely there's ways they could shortcut. I mean, I'm not a developer, so I'm like, oh, here's how you do it. But there must be ways you can shortcut that and reuse certain things, especially in games of that size and scope, to minimize that damage, right?
Oh, and there definitely is. And they definitely had done those processes too. Like, this is not just developers cutting corners and that's why we've got big file sizes now. It's because developers are being more ambitious and they are still doing things to optimize their game and reduce that file size. But at the end of the day, like, things are going to theoretically keep getting bigger and bigger. And we do have some of the biggest gaming file sizes. I've got it in front of me. You actually guessed two of them straight off the bat without seeing it, which was impressive. All this information comes to us from Game Rant, and this year they did an article about the biggest PC gaming file sizes. So I wanted to share a little bit about that so we can have a jumping off point. Apparently, the biggest gaming file size on the PC is Quantum Break, sitting at 178 gigabytes.
And the reason is because that game includes every single chapter that you finish. It has a 20-minute TV episode after that chapter. Yeah. And when you download that game, each of those episodes is in, I'm pretty sure it's in like either 1080p or 4K. Like, it's in a really high res.
Right.
So when you download this game, there's literally a choice when you first install it to do a standard definition install or the high definition install. So it's ridiculous how big it is because they've really focused on the quality of those videos.
It's insanity.
Along with the game itself. So I do remember, I think I reviewed Quantum Break actually, and I do recall on my Xbox it feeling the weight of all of those videos and how, I mean, they looked great, obviously, but yeah, it was definitely a beefy one.
Yeah, and I think part of the reason that videos take up, you know, when we're talking about file sizes, like the things that go into what balloons a file size, it's not always just the graphics, but sound as well. Just importing all those voice lines and all that audio content can actually beef up, you know, gaming file sizes quite a lot. Like, the difference between a game with voice acting and without voice acting is probably pretty staggering, because that alone can make a big difference. So it makes a lot of sense that Quantum Break, a game that is not only a full game, but also has this like full TV...
It's a full TV series within a game. A really ambitious project across the board. And the file size put people off from playing it as well. I remember people complaining about it when it came out. I'm not going to download 180 gigs. Like, I don't have time for that. And you have the option to skip the videos altogether if you wanted to as well, which I wouldn't recommend because you don't get the story then. But
it's part of the game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But yeah, I understand it was a big commitment. What was second on the list?
Second is the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare, sitting at 175 gigabytes, which is a close second.
And that's, again, because it has multiple different things within that, right? So you've got the campaign.
This one annoyed me recently.
Well, we did it?
Keep going.
Okay, let me hear about your annoyance. I love that. But yeah, no, it has got the campaign, which is this big, high production values campaign. Like you mentioned, audio visuals. And then you've got the multiplayer suite of games, of modes, which is so many. It's quite vast. Then they went and added in Warzone on top of that, which is the Battle Royale for 150 players, this big, gigantic map that's running all the time as well. So yeah, when you combine all of that together, it does make for quite a hefty size.
And that kind of is my annoyance, really. Why combine them all together? Warzone is this like free-to-play expansion thing. Just let it be its own standalone product. If I want to play Warzone, why do I have to download the entire suite of Call of Duty Modern Warfare that I can't even access because I haven't bought it?
You're right. I did the same thing. I downloaded Warzone and it was the entire game download. And I was like, I don't want the entire game. I just want the free component of the game. You know, they can chuck as many free weekends as they like at me. I'm not going to invest. So.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's almost like, they want to force you to have it so that it's there and tempting for you to purchase it. Because you're like, well, I've already downloaded it. Or, you know, well, they've got free weekends, which I can jump straight into.
Yeah.
And I get, you know, I get the methodology behind it. But it is really frustrating as a gamer to have these whopping file sizes that are avoidable. That annoys me. Like, if you're avoidable, just avoid it.
It's like they want you to... It's always like you've got it installed. They're like, oh, well, now you've got it installed anyway. You might as well just purchase it and play it, right?
Yeah. This next one, third on the list, sitting at 165 gigabytes. This is due almost entirely to a active player base and active development cycle that just keeps adding more and more content. Destiny 2.
Yep.
With the Shadow Keep, which I believe is the most recent kind of expansion DLC.
It's like their third major expansion, I think.
All of that.
They keep beefing it up. You know, it was big enough as it was, and then to add all these extra expansions and DLCs and bits and pieces and modes.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a big, hefty, always online game. So, yeah, they're the ones that you're going to see on this list a lot, are the ones that have big active communities and stuff, because they're the ones that are going to keep updating constantly. And while we're talking about updating things constantly, how bad is it when you have a game like Call of Duty and it has a patch and it makes you like download the whole game again for the patch?
Yeah, I never really got that.
So
like,
stupid.
How can a patch possibly be that big?
Like, I've had to delete games. I pretty much like you install a game for 70 gig and then they do a day one patch or something and it's like, oh, download 70 gig. What do you mean? I just did this.
I guess there's just like, and once again, we're not developers, but I guess there must be some things that just can't be patched in and require a full game download, which is really annoying. But I guess if it has to, it has to. Yeah. But as you said at the top of the show, like with Australian internet, it's not fun. To have to download stuff. Like, sometimes you sit down and you're ready to play, and it's like, oh, wait, no, I can't play for 3 hours.
The auto update didn't work, and now you can't play tonight. Sorry, no games for you. It's so devastating.
We're not going to go through this full top 10, because that'll take a while.
Sure.
But at number 4, apparently, is Red Dead Redemption 2, which is a game that hasn't really had that many expansions, and it's this primarily single-player experience, despite the online
Red Dead Online is a pretty beefy experience as well.
Yeah.
I recently jumped into it now that it's on Game Pass. So we downloaded it and gave it a go, a bunch of us cowboys. And riding horses, getting lassos. But yeah, it's quite a big experience, and the online side of it is huge. Both maps are gigantic. They've both got full of assets and storylines, and they're quite in-depth, both of them as well. So I think the Red Dead Online, they do have regular updates to the system. Like Rockstar is always emailing me with the new Red Dead Online update.
How much is new in online, though? Because not having played it, I always just assumed it was basically the Red Dead world, but with the shared multiplayer thing and some extra elements on top.
Well, it's got an entire quest line, an entire story structure that is unique to the online space. So it is like a separate game almost. Like, you could play the online only and get a full Red Dead story with your you know, your posse or your squad or whatever, and not even touch the main campaign, and probably get a decent fleshed out experience, to be honest.
Yeah, well, fair enough. So where do we reckon file sizes are going from here? Do you think, because obviously they've been getting bigger and bigger, do you think with the new console generation, are we just to expect things to get bigger and bigger again?
I think it depends on the game. I think, you know, an example of this is a game I've been spending the last week playing nonstop, which is Deep Rock Galactic. Mm-hmm. It's only a couple of gig.
Yes.
And that's because the world is procedurally generated, you know, mines and dungeons and things. And that's part of the game's charm, is that it is procedurally generated. And for it to clock in at such a low download, I mean, I thought I'd better get this going tonight before I can play it tomorrow. And then I had it on my console within like 10 minutes, you know, and I was, ah, I can play this now. So, you know, I think that certain games will be smarter about it and will be more accessible, and there'll be other games like your Red Deads, your Final Fantasies, your Call of Duties, which will just keep doing what they're doing because they do have this big team, big budget, big marketing spend behind them, and people will download whatever they tell them to download.
Yeah, you know? It's true.
I'm not going to not buy a game because it's a high download size. I'm just going to delete something else while I play it.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what I did Final Fantasy. I removed space, I finished Final Fantasy VII, and then I removed Final Fantasy VII and reinstalled my other games. It wasn't that bad in the end, you know? So people will find a way. I think, yeah, they could go quite big with the next generation and this new graphics engine, and we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, I think it'll always be a bit of a mixed bag.
Yep, absolutely. And I think my thoughts mirror yours pretty much. I do expect things to get better and bigger, but I also know that there is so much variance within the gaming market that you're going to have heaps of games that are still coming out that are quite small and bite-sized, and not lacking either. Like, you can have a small game, much like Deep Rock Galactic, that is still feels really like large in scope and has so much time that you can sink into it. And it's okay to have both ends of the spectrum. And just like you, a gaming file size, like, I might roll my eyes at a giant one, but it's never going to affect my purchasing decision.
Yeah.
I'll still bite that bullet. Like, if I want to play that game, I want to play that game, and you'll find a way to make it work, you know?
Exactly right, yeah.
And that is all the time we've got, Luke. Thank you for joining me to talk all about video game file sizes.
My pleasure.
My name has been Ali, and this has been Checkpoint Intimates. Make sure you join us next week for more intimate gaming goodness.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you then.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.